listen to Counting Crows.
Stutter, shook, and uptight. Pull me out from inside. I am ready. I am ready. I am ready. I am fine.
I could jam out to Counting Crows. It's a little slow going this morning. That kind of day. Yeah, I was Counting Crows, Colorblind. I kind of like the idea of putting a new song on every day. I don't care if I don't own the rights to it. These are songs I recommend. They're good songs. So, I mean, you know, it's the past being relived. You know what I mean? Like, I remember being in middle school listening to stuff. So, anyhow, hope you guys are having a good day. I don't have any words for you today. I mean, it's the end of the school year, right? There's like, 4 days left where we're at. The public school is closed. There's one more day for my other children in private school, and then they're done. Man, it's just one thing after another, right? And summer begins. And then it's like, oh, let's cram everything into the summer because we have 2 months to enjoy it. This is supposed to be a relaxing time, right? So, I don't know. It's interesting how we've prioritized our lives. What's important, what's not important. So. Isn't that just kind of chill, right? Next. It's just my Spotify playlist. So, it's actually I think it's called the Everclear Radio. Which I like because it has all the old stuff I used to listen to. It's basically a good alternative setup. So, and obviously, this is Everclear. The Twist Inside. They always had like this, like a Hanson bop feel before that crap came out. Yeah. And I heard those guys were on the Masked Singer. Is that right? I don't know. I don't know why anybody would put them on Masked Singer. Well, I didn't post an episode yesterday, but I am going to add it to my episode today. So, where this will be your intro portion, that'll be your portion. I'll be on I-75 on that sound, so you're gonna hear the road a little bit more, so I apologize about that. But after the beginning crap, the beginning is pretty much where you waste your life, and then you get into some decent discussion, I think. So I just figured I'd air that a little bit, and then I'll post more later, and we'll close out and post it for the day. So, all right. And I don't know if I even had a dad joke on it at all. But I can find out. Let's see, what else we got on here? There's some blind melon. Everyone likes blind melon. Oh, wait. You don't know who blind melon is? I should have figured. What do you call karate for amputees? Partial arts. Oh, that's so wrong. And so good at the same time. Yep, karate for amputees, partial arts. Alrighty. I'll let y'all be for now. I'm jamming to some live, and we'll go from there. Cool? Cool. To feel the flame and to burn a crowd that has a name. We'll be right back. Oh, wrong button. All right. We're back. It's 11 a.m. What's up? How's it going? Right? I just left one appointment. I got two, maybe three more appointments today to hit. So, it's always fun. Yep. Always fun. So, I'm heading back to town now. Coming from Gainesville. That's a sign. Traffic is frustrating enough. Let someone in. What kind of a billboard is that? Traffic is frustrating enough. Let someone in. Is that like in your lane? Like, don't be a jerk? I don't know. I'm assuming that's what it means. So, show kindness, guys. That's what it means. Show kindness. And as a dad, you know, you can kind of teach your kids. My kids know I'm the most aggressive driver on the road, right? They've been enough accidents with me, seen me get pulled over, whatever the case might be. I don't know. I'm really not that bad. But they know. I do get to school faster than mom gets to school. How about that? That's what my kids know. My kids know I can make it to school on time if we leave late and mom can't. That's what they know. So, for that purpose, I would say maybe I'm a little bit more defensive in my driving or strategic in my driving. I don't know. I get to a red light. I size up the cars at the red light and I say, this guy's going to go before that guy. I'm going to get behind this one. You know what I mean? Or I size up a school bus and I think that's probably three car lengths, you know, so if the other lane has two cars, then me being on the left lane would put me equal with the school bus. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I size up everything like that. I determine distances of vehicles and decide who I think is going to be faster to get around who, you know, like that's just how I drive. And it's constantly, my brain is constantly calculating these things, right? Like this person I've seen passing, so I know they're going to be trying to get around that person and, you know, just all kinds of different things. And I don't know why I drive like that. I feel it's because I drove a motorcycle for so long that I'm always trying to think about what other people are going to do on the road. So I want to be safe and be able to maneuver around them. But we do need to teach our kids, though, to be aware of your surroundings when they drive. Be cautious, but, you know, don't be the guy who doesn't let anybody in your lane. You know, don't be critical like that. Let your kids see you not be so impatient while you drive. You know, show them that example. I remember I had a guy named Donnie I was friends with growing up. And what I remember the most about him is it didn't matter where he was going the speed limit all the time. And I'm not saying the speed limit being that we're allowed 5 over, right? And yes, that's a rule. I'm calling it a rule. You're allowed 5 over. If it's 55, you're allowed to do 60, okay? I mean, this dude, he would drive 55 if it was a 55. And if it went to 35 from there, he dropped to 35 with it. And it was, that was what he did. And I'll never forget that. And, I mean, granted, yes, his dad was a state trooper, so that may have put some influence in there. But totally, you know, something that I would imagine his kids are going to see and maybe not be so impatient when they drive. You know, I don't know. Or they'll be complete opposites and be pedal to the metal people. I don't know. But just a thought. What are we teaching our kids and our behaviors, right? We've got to keep these things in lock, under control, in check, whatever you want to say, however you want to call it, you know, we're the examples they get. And it's not that we're the only examples, but we're the best examples, right? Because they're around us the most, or at least we should be. But it's the fact that we're the ones they should be looking up to. We're the ones that should be modeling proper behavior for them. And so through all those things, they should see the best of themselves in us, you know, because they want to impress us, they want to do good by us, and I think that's the best way for them to understand that. So, I have passed three Amazon trucks on the road already. Okay, well, okay, not technically. Passed them. I've passed two. There's still one more to go. Yes, I know I'm going to pass him because I'm already going... I already passed the other two. I know I'm going to pass this guy. So, let's see, what are these others? Like Gator World? Okay, have y'all ever been to Gator World? So, I don't think I have, right? But I've been to... I don't know. I think I've been to Gatorland, you know, up in St. Augustine. I think it's up. But anyway, been to Gatorland, I think, once. But have y'all seen that one thing? I don't know if it's just YouTube I saw this on or what, but it's like a giant glass cage type thing that you can get in, and there's like a giant crocodile that's in like this pool, and they lower you in this pool while you're inside this cage just so you can swim with the crocodile. No, I'm not doing that, okay? Like, I've seen the movies, as bad as they may be, about people being attacked by alligators and all that jazz, but could you imagine, like, this, I don't know, let's say this crocodile is like 20 feet, right? I don't know if I'd want to be so close to him. A shark? Yeah, I ain't worried about no shark, right? I'll get in a pool with a shark any day. Don't put me in a pool with a gator or a crocodile. Them things scare me, man. I don't even like going to the beach anymore, or not the beach, but, you know, like the lake. And, you know, I mean, yes, large part of this is I live in Florida. So every pond, every creek, every river, every stream, every piece of water I find, I'm thinking there's at least a couple gators in there, right? The old, you know, retention pond down the street, yep, it's got an alligator in it. That's just how I think. And then, you know, I have little children, so I'm always, you know, planning out in my head, if a gator pops up and snatches one of them off the bank, how am I going to respond, you know? And hopefully I have, you know, a freaking knife on me or something to handle that. But, I mean, I'm telling you, when I go to the lake to hang out with my family and do cookout and all that good jazz, like, you know, these good dads do, these family vacation things, I'm not enjoying myself. I'm standing there in the middle of the water, scouting the edges, looking through, you know, whatever I can see, got my polarized glasses on so I can see in the water better. And yeah, you can see in the water better with polarized glasses. I don't know if you knew that. Especially if you're fishing. Man, there's no other way to fish. You see them better. But I'm counting my kids over and over. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That is what I do, right? And I am counting them, and I'm just like, hopefully I don't have all of them to watch out for. And I'm just thinking, okay, if a gator snatches this one, this is how I'm going to respond. If a gator snatches that one, that's how I'm going to respond. I don't worry about people snatching my kids. No, I will shoot them in the back of their head faster than they can blink, right? But an alligator, that bad boy, I got to go track him down somehow, swim underneath the water, pull his mouth open, get my kid out, you know, somehow understand I'm probably going to have cut up hands from dealing with his teeth, and then killing the thing for doing what he did. I don't know how I'm going to do that. I mean, put the alligator on his back, drown him, I don't know. I will figure it out, but man, it's stressful going to the lake with my kids, right? I mean, I remember going to the lake as a kid all the time. I never worried about an alligator. Right, okay, occasionally we'd be like knee boarding or something, and I'd be like being pulled behind the boat, and I'd be like, yeah, this is great. And then, you know, like an alligator head would pop up, right, just on the surface of the water, you'd be getting air or something, and we'd run right over, you know, and just keep on going, right? No big deal. And then, you know, you screw up something, you do, you know, you mess up your little backflip or something while you're knee boarding over the wake, and you're in the water now, waiting on that boat to circle back to you, and, you know, now thinking about your feet dangling there in the water with that alligator you just popped over. Yeah, now that's terrifying. But yeah, I didn't want to give you guys a complex while you go to the beach, you know, to the lake now on the weekends. But yeah, this is the kind of stuff I think about. I don't know, do you think about this stuff? Because I certainly do, and I don't like it. And as a dad, I hate it, because man, I don't need to be thinking about every single bad scenario that could happen. Not all the time, you know. The same thing with the beach. You know, you go to the beach, I don't worry about sharks, right? Like, I'll float out there by myself outside the waves and just kind of float and just bob out there like a bobber. Just, you know, But, man, you get my kids out there with me? Yep, there it goes again. I'm standing up, look around, trying to scout everything out. How am I going to handle this if a shark comes? I'll snatch that shark out by his gill. I don't care. But, man, I got to watch out for my kids. Those are my babies, you know? I can't let nothing happen to them. So, I don't know. I mean, are you the only one that goes to the beach with a scuba diving knife on your leg? I do. Don't feel bad if you don't. Just start doing it. You never know what's going to happen. So, I don't know. No, me. I'd go skydiving with my kids one day, and I'd be worried about a pelican hitting them in the head. I mean, seriously, I'm going to think of the worst thing that could possibly happen and start trying to plan around it. Well, I ain't opening my chute till they open their chute. You know what I mean? Just that's what you do as a parent. You are their protector, right? It is our job to keep them safe. And, man, that's what we do. So I'm sure you do the same thing with your babies. You know, don't matter how big they are, they'll still fight something to death. I don't know. People, you know, like we had the bear get in our trash, and they're like, oh my goodness, you had a bear? And I'm like, yeah, like this is normal. Like at least once a week this happens. And they're like, what do you do? And I'm like, I go outside and I tell it to get out of my trash. You know, and they're like, what do you mean you tell it to get out of your trash? I was like, I go out there and I yell at them. And they're like, you do? And I'm like, yeah. And, sorry, I'm signaling this trucker to get over with my headlights, and he ain't doing it, so he must not realize his blinker's on. So, anyhow, yeah, if y'all didn't know, when you got a trucker trying to get over, you're supposed to flash your headlights at him. That way he knows it's clear for him to get over. And then whenever he gets over, you know, he does his little clearance lights so that he acknowledges back to you an appreciation for what you did. But in this case, this guy just, he's driving with his blinker on, don't realize it, so. Yep, you learn something new every day. That's right. I know trucker lingo. Breaker, breaker 19. Big Papa coming through. So, anyhow. Yeah, I just did that. You know it. You liked it. Yeah, so I think I'm going to head back to work for a little bit. I think I'm going to see if I can get an hour in before I have to go to my next appointment. I think that'd be good. So, yeah, you know, hey, this is a good talk. Talking about protecting our children, right? That's what our children. How do you say that as a southern redneck? Is it chillin' or chillin'? I don't know. Children? Chillin'? I don't know. I know you cut out some of the letters. So, I don't know which ones, though. I was that important to remember. So. And then, you know, I had to go to school, so that proper English grammar stuff got in there. And I was like, oh, man. I ain't never done none of that before, you know. They were like, oh, you can't say that. Those are double negatives. Whatever. If you don't know what a double negative is, well, I can't teach you today. You already learned something new, so you're going to have to just look that one up. So, you got dad jokes going on today? I don't know. I'm still looking for a new car. Car people keep calling me. You know, I went and checked one out. They sold it underneath me. I feel like telling them, too bad you had my business and you lost it. And but I didn't do that. But I will say I did have a whole bunch of cash in my hand, and I was so tempted to just lay it on the counter. And, you know, it was thousands, you know, and yes, thank you, government. And I was just going to spread it out and be like, well, I guess y'all didn't want this then, and just scoop it away. But hey, you can finance all day. You pay cash, that's a whole nother ballgame, so. But yeah, I ain't got to pay all the cash. I got to have a bill, right? How you going to build your credit? You don't have bills. So, yeah, thank you, world, for your stupid method of making us deal with stuff. Like, yeah, let's just talk about this for a minute, okay? Credit, right? I like credit. Credit's good to have, right? But I don't like having to get credit. Why do I have to take out a credit card or make payments on something to get credit, right? Credit is supposed to be something that's given to you, right? It's credited to you, to your account, right? Like when Jesus died on the cross and we're accredited his righteousness, it wasn't by anything that we did. So whenever we think of credit and we say that we have to do this stuff to get it, that just doesn't make sense to me. Maybe that's just a Christian worldview perspective. Maybe that's what it is. But otherwise, I think at 16 years old or 18 years old, you should start off with this much credit, you know? And if you screw that up, well, you screw it up. But not, well, we can't give you, you know, anything because we don't know who you are. You have no credit, because that just doesn't make sense. It just seems awkward. Like, why are you going to make me co-sign for my kid to get a car You know, like, I wouldn't let my kid go get a car if they didn't have a job. And if I'm not going to do that, why would you give my kid a car if he doesn't have a job? You just make sure, you know, he's got a paycheck coming in and see what his bills are. And then you say, okay, you know what? We're crediting this to your account. Here you go. Here's your car. Here's your payment. And if he jacks that up, take that car, kill his payment, or, you know, kill his credit, and say, you did that to yourself, buddy. Good job. Way to learn in life. You know, no participation trophies for you, obviously. And if he does a good job, then, hey, his credit goes up. But there should be a standard amount that we start with. Yeah, but to put it on me and then I got to pay his bill whenever he messes up, or then my credit gets messed up, that's just jacked up, guys. I'm just saying. At least that's my perspective. I don't know. I am not an accountant, nor am I any kind of financial advisor or any of these sorts of things. So when it comes to money, yes, I do like to track my paychecks and my bills by the penny. But I don't do that because I am a Nazi whenever it comes to budgeting, and my wife cannot stand that. So because of that, it's better in our relationship if I let her do the bills, but then I still gotta have eyes on that stuff because who knows what they're spending their money on. So not to say you women, you know, that are listening, don't, you know, spend your money wisely. But if I asked you if you wanted to go shopping, you wouldn't say no. Right? Even if you're just planning on window shopping, you would still do it. Which means you're wanting to spend money anyways. Which means I can't trust you with my paycheck, right? That's what you gotta get. You understand that? So, anyhow, splendid talk, guys. Fantastic hearing from you. One day in the future, right? I'm gonna go ahead and like post-date this, right? Like, thanks for leaving me a voice message. You should have done it sooner. You know, I don't know. But I do think you guys need to get on the ball game and leave a voicemail. Anchor.fm. Anchor, you know, A-N-C-H-O-R dot or period FM forward slash. That's the little slash mark. Cast Your Caraway. That's CASTYOURCARAWAY. Yes, that's a pun on my name. Forward slash messages. MESSAGES. Yes, my edumacation taught me how to spell. What? That's what I'm talking about. All right. So, anchor.fm forward slash cast your caraway forward slash messages. Get it done. Get it in there. Send me a voice message. Tell me what's up. Tell me how you're doing. Let's talk about life and the luxuries of it, right? So, thank you, and I'll talk to you later.